Ends the Night, End the Day of the Torah, Dying Chaim Krauss.
Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Right. So the question was, if you offered a reward, someone lost something and is offered the reward to the finder, are you allowed to take it? So someone lost an item, a diamond ring, and is offered the reward, and you're the finder, are you allowed to take it? Are you allowed to take the reward?
What's the
shayla? First question, what's the shayla? What's the shayla? Why not? Why not? Okay. So, question is, because the Sifrei Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to take payment for a Shabbos Abeda. Why not? So one reason is, there's a Gemara in Bechoris, the Chof Tes, which says that someone who takes payment for giving Eidos, or passing a Din Torah, or for preparing for practicing mechatos, pouring parah aduma ashes on someone who's tamei meis, someone that does these, then whatever he does is invalid. His eidos is not eidos, and his din is not a din, and his mechatos is not mechatos. Why? So the Gemara says that pasuk in Devarim, the Ei Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, see that I'm teaching you Torah just as Hashem taught me. So the drasha is, Ma ani bechinam, I'm teaching you Torah, I'm not charging you. Atem bechinam. Similarly, you, when you teach Torah, when you do these mitzvahs, also at no fee. So this is halacha, Ma ani bechinam, atem bechinam. A rabbi, a dayan, someone to be paying in Paraduma, does it free. So this applies Ramban and Teres Adam, which are two quotes in your edition, Lamed Vav, applies that to a doctor as well. Is a doctor allowed to charge? So according to Ramban, not, because included in the Torah, Aman Bechinam Afata Bechinam. That's a shita of the Ramban. However, someone who had a loss of money, had expenses in the training of Shabbos Aveda, or he could have done his own business, could have had the shop open, he could have had consulted whatever it is, then he's entitled to be reimbursed. That's the halacha of a Shabbos Aveda as it has said Shulchan Aruch. All the shailas that we're discussing in this context are specifically when there is no loss of work or income or money to the finder, to the person who's doing Shabbos Aveda. So that's one mockery of the halacha that you're not allowed to take payment. As an additional mockery, which could be pshat in Tosfos and Rosh, that there's a lot of pericho te'ina. You have to have load and unload an animal and people in time of distress. If they are troubled, they are struggling with the loads on their animal, then you have to help. Are you allowed to charge? So the Gemara in Bamsi discusses this, and the Gemara says that Rosha kum womand oma for plika, which taking a load off, you're not allowed to, for tina, you are, plika is stricter because sabah lechayim. So the fact that Gemara needs a drosha to allow you to take money for some, for tina, for helping loading, is a mockery that without a drosha, without an exemption, you're not allowed to take payment for such mitzvahs. Similarly, that Shabbos Aveda, you're not allowed to take payment. So we've got two mekoyos. Why are you not allowed to take payments for a Shabbos Aveda? Number one, ma'ani bechinom, af'ata bechinom. Secondly, from the sugyas ha'gemoel, we can see that in the absence of an allowance to take, you're not allowed to take.
One thing charging, one thing giving them a ton.
Right, very good. So what exactly is a machlik? The Chasam Sofer explained the reason why the Rishonim, Rosh and Tosfos, Rosh, who suggest a different mocker and they don't use Ma'ani B'chinom, is because their whole Ma'ani B'chinom applies to Ben Odom Le'mokim, not Ben Odom Le'chaveri. If you want to do something for your friend, he's happy to pay you, you're helping, you say the same, by all means pay. Rabbi Issa Zalman in the Sefer Eben HaOzer adds on that you come to him and you, as Simcha said, you're charging, giving him a bill. So that's Gezel. Why? Because if you're not allowed to charge, you're mechuyev to do it. Did you do him a favor? The Torah tells you to do it. So you're giving him a bill for a service that you had to do because the Torah tells you. So if you're giving him a bill, it's Gezel. So that is all when you're asking for payment. What happens if the owner is offering, happy to give the owner the bailing a reward or a payment? A payment.
A payment. Advertised it?
So let's two parts to the shaila. One is, if he didn't offer a reward, just you bring back his item, which is more than happy to get back, and then he gives you a token of appreciation or some payment. And then this specific case when he's offering a reward. Okay, so we'll try and deal with both. Are you allowed to take what he offers you? So the Machne Ephraim learns B'das Rosh. It's awesome. You're not allowed to. At the Mashmoras of the Smile, you're not allowed to take. The Gemara discusses, in the Dorim Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara discusses, In the Sugya Pekachayim, Gemara says that there's a mokum shen meit limscha. Mokum shen meit limscha. So what does that mean, mokum shen meit limscha? So the Ran and other Shenim learn, it's in a place where the people are employed, and if they wouldn't be doing this mitzvah, they'd be gainfully employed. So they are allowed to take payment. The Rambam, both in Pirshei Mishnayos and in Yad, explains a mokum shen meit limscha means there's a minute to pay, even for those who are not involved in gainful employment. So it appears from the Rambam that could be a takona, there could be allowed, could be a minute, they're allowed to pay. The taste is yom tov and take that which the base. Asks, how can you? But you can't. Therefore, he prefers the other pshat, he prefers the Ran's pshat. Yeah, but this. We mentioned earlier two reasons why he may not be able to take payment. One is ma'ani b'chinam, and secondly, with a willing have to take it to ina. This point that the Machne Ephraim says you're not allowed to take could be specifically because of the second reason. The Svar ma'ani b'chinam could be, and I've got no steer to this, it could be, it's mistaben azezus, that ma'ani b'chinam is he can't charge. If he wants to give you allowed to. But, good, it's also a mitzvah, yeah? But the other point of Pika Te'ina, that maybe they're not allowed to take. Those who suggest you're not allowed to be paid, it's because of the second Tosha. Right. Okay. Additional point before we deal with the Psak Aloch Lamaisa, is are you allowed to take payment, charge, or accept for the Tircha? There's two elements of the mitzvah. There's the actual act of retaining it, and then there's a tircha. So you chase down the owner, and you bring it to him. Perhaps that's different. Why should I think that's different? The reason is because we mentioned Ramban earlier who holds that by refuah to heal a doctor is not allowed to take payment. So Ramban has got a caveat. He said he's not allowed to take payment for the chokhma or the limud. But he's allowed to charge for the tircha. Ramban himself differentiates between tircha and actually providing the service and chokhmah. That's a panosa. Panosa, okay. Refuah and panosa, there is an overlap. But now we're not going involved into the panosa and panosa, then you've got to have to schar batolo, like you are forever. Yeah.
It's chokhmah, it wouldn't have it.
It wouldn't have it, yes.
So but, charging.
Yes. But, you have to be able to structure it in a way that fits him with the tircha. Where the Ramban coming from? Where does the Ramban see this? Especially as you've got this problem, Tich and Chochmah that overlap. So the Gemara itself says that even you're not allowed to charge for making Eifer Chatos, Mechatos, but you're allowed to charge for drawing the water and bringing it. So you see from the Gemara that Tich is Mutar. So there's a discussion between Rashi and other Yishtayim, how to limit, what is the parameters of this heter of Tircha. So very briefly, we'll just mention that from Rashi it would seem that Tircha is permitted. However, from other Yishtayim, second Shah, the Azokin, and from Rosh, it would seem that only Mutter to take Schar for Tircha when Tircha is not an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. Like Mechatos. The main mitzvah is to put the ashes into the water. That's it. The fact that you have to go and fetch water, the fact that you have to go and fetch Eifer, that's a Hechsher. Similarly, you have to bake your matzahs. You have to build up a sukkah. You have to do these things. But it's a Hechsher, but it's not the same as an actual mitzvah. So then you'll be allowed to charge according to some Yishayim. Where the mitzvah, a mitzvah like a Shabbos Aveda, where the whole mitzvah, the tircha is much more of an intrinsic element of the mitzvah, and then perhaps that'll be awesome. So the Maisa, that is why the Shulchan Aruch says it's also to take payment, and the Mashmoah Sasma, that in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Samach Bov, Mashmoah Sasma in Reish Ein Reish Beis is even that you're not even allowed to accept it. So that's the background of this is because of these two drashot, Ma'ani Bechinam Af Ata Bechinam, and we don't have to take it here. And of course the Machnafai may not allow to accept it, but part of the Tirchi may be allowed to, but the Machnafai, as I say, that even according to Rosh, even Tirchi is forbidden. So is there any allowance to take? And once the people said earlier, if there's any loss of income, or any you're prevented from earning, that's you're allowed to take, but then you're even allowed to take more. The reason is, since you're not mechuyev Hashavas Aveda in such a case, lo yeh b'chor ev yoin, you come first, rather than preventing someone else from a hefset, so that is that's an exemption from the normal halacha of Hashavas Aveda. So everything we're discussing now is someone who's not actively involved and gainful employment at that moment. He could be in the middle of Chavusa, middle of Davening, he could be in the middle of Shavuism, whatever he's doing, but it's not active. He could be in Dvar Mitzvah, but it's not active employment. That's what we're dealing with now. So if you offer a reward, then that may be straightforward. Offer a reward. And we all know, if something goes missing in the home, then you say the child who finds it will get something worthwhile. And all of a sudden, they're doing the scramble to find it. Why are you paying them? Why are you giving them a reward for looking for it? Oh, so if the reward is for looking for it, that would be mutter. Because there's no chiyuv to look. Similarly, the halacha was mentioned at the beginning, you're not allowed to take payment for giving eidos. But what happens? I like to take eidos. You know something's about to happen. Are you allowed to go and to be there to watch? Are you mechuyev to do that? You're not mechuyev to do that. If you do that, are you allowed, if the person said, if you go and watch, I'll pay you, are you allowed to be paid? Yes, because that's the achiyev. So you're not mechuyev to look. You're not mechuyev to go look. So simply you're not mechuyev to go look. If you find it, then you have to retain it. But are you mechuyev to go looking for a reason?
No, it's
mechuyev
to say.
Yeah, maybe you'd have to go to be there to watch. You have to go. Okay, I'm talking about that. So you pay that's that. Similarly, you're paying him to go and to look for the item. Okay, that's fine if you do something, that's a pair of shoes in your house, or one shoe more likely. Yeah.
That's right. But
if you find the diamond ring, yeah? How can they, if you've got a diamond ring, you lost it, no idea where, could anyone go to Manchester and beyond? So you start looking, boss. You know, it's not something you can do. So it's a bit unrealistic to say you're paying for the tircha, but if you would have such a situation, it would be mutter.
If I find that ring on the street and then somebody says to me, you know what, there's a sign out there,
yeah,
there's a reward,
That's when the shaila. We haven't yet said this also, but we said that's the shaila. We're narrowing down the shaila. Similarly, about shalt avedah to a goy. Are you allowed to give back an avedah to a goy? Not really allowed to. I believe there was a previous share about this 2 weeks ago. That you're not whether allowed to give an avedah to a goy. But mochem kiddush Hashem you're allowed to. But for that you're allowed to charge. It's only a shalt avedah you're not allowed to charge. But kiddush Hashem you're allowed to. And if he wants to give you a reward, by all means. So there is a svar which is mentioned in Moshe Steinberg. He's got Shuv and Chiddush Gemara. He discusses this point, and he says like this. He says, "What is something very, very interesting? I think it's a chiddush to everyone who hears it. When you find an aveda, you find an aveda. What do you have to do?" Do you have to go and take it to the person if you find out who it is? Or can you contact him and tell him, I've got it, you come and fetch it? So the Chaznish says, the Chiyuv is only to be Midiyahim. Once you Midiyahim, then it's not available. Something you've told you here to make contact, inform him that you've got it, you look after it.
What
do you
mean,
Hashavah? Hashavah, to make it, to that enough of a Hashavah. So if someone says, let's analyze the word of this reward. It's a reward, so a person will find it. So if you say that he could have stayed at home and had sent him a text, but now. But now what he did was, he brought it to him, he wasn't mechiv, may not be mechiv to do that. Says Chaznish, for that you can charge. The fact that you went out of way to bring him, but you could have contacted him other ways.
If you contact him, he can't.
Then couldn't this, you wouldn't be allowed to. Come slowly, don't give up.
So you give him the phone number, he'll give you the money back.
Another svar which the Moshe Steinberg discusses is, that perhaps, the payment is not so much a payment for his tircha, it's a token of appreciation. And also, you want to show how much, you are honest. You could have kept it yourself. A diamond ring, or a full wallet, whatever, could have kept it yourself. I appreciate your honesty, and I want people to see, I want to show this is the right thing to do. I want to encourage this type of behavior. And the preacher, this is something which is, it's gewaltig to see, I'm grateful, and I want to. I want to express my value of what you've done. That may be more. Again, you're not paying actually for the routine. What you're doing is you're paying for something to build up, to show your appreciation for the midas tzeivos that this person has displayed. That's another svar he mentions. Another point he discusses that what happens if a person finds an aveda, Mr. Shabbos aveda. Is it okay to say, no, I'm busy now, I'll give it back to him next week? It's the end of January, I have to do all my accounts. I'm too busy now. So, you're not allowed to. Is that because, along with the Shoshayah, is that because the Chiyuv is every moment? Oh no, the Chiyuv is, if you give back eventually, you also can't be mitzvah. Zrizim Magdimim. If you say that the chiyuv can be done at a later date, but the chiyuv to do it now, the amount to do it now is zuzim magdimim le mitzvahs, if so, then perhaps you're not to charge for that. He mentions other svaras, but the ma'aserak maskona of the Moshe Steinberg in this tshuva chelikim usim tov samakim and shuvah samhagas is that ideally, if he offers you payment, you'll say, thank you very much, I really appreciate the gesture, but I did it because of the right thing to do, and I don't need any payment. And if he says, still want to give it to you, then what you should do is like this. If you can say that he's understood, he's not mechuyev to give it to you, but you can say, I don't need it, or even better, can say, because he points out that if a person does take it, this is already a madrega, then it may interfere with your schar and olam haba. You won't sell it for, you won't sell a mitzvah for a pot of lentils. So it's a, it's a, it's. See, he says, I'm just telling you what he says. He says that if you say, if you could tell him, no, I'll take it, but I'll give it to the stocker, then that's the best of the best. That's the best of it.
Take on part of the stocker.
Who gets the schab for the stocker? Okay. So the maisa is asma. So if we call asma, it's chasidus. So to recap, to charge is forbidden. And if he gives it to you thinking you're entitled to it, could be a problematic, could be a problem. If you ask for it, thinking he's entitled and he gives it to you, could be a problem. But if you say, thank you very much, but I don't really need it because I did it for the shame, I did it because that's the right thing to do, I don't need any money. And he still insists, then me'ikadin, you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take it. You are allowed to take it. So that's it. I want to clarify what the din is. That if he says that, then there are those who are makel. Could be for reasons we mentioned. There are those makel because he said quite clearly you don't want to, you don't need it, you don't want to take it. And he wants to give you the token of appreciation to value your mitzvah toivus, then that would be justified. But at Sadai Yeser Toiv, then it's a mile to accept on behalf of the stalker, and if he can know that it's even better, then you have the best of the best.
Accept on behalf of, not accept it and then give it to the stalker.
Tell him, accept it. Otherwise, you might as well.